We're good. Okay, we'll go ahead then and call to order the Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District. Today is May 8th. Time is 2:34. We do have a quorum of the board. So I am Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Why don't we go around everybody that's on the call? If you would please state your name, we'd appreciate it. Ted, do you want to start?
Sure. This is Ted Wheeler or Robert Theodore Wheeler.
Greg Whitehead.
This is Greg MacArthur.
Jared Wheeler.
I'm David Hutchison with CLA.
Jennifer Gowans with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Hey, that looks like everybody that I see on the screen. So, Jennifer, do we have anyone there from the public at the anchor location?
We do not.
Okay, great. So we'll go to the agenda. Consent items are where we have some things. So we have the minutes from our last board meeting, the one where we did the budget back in December 13th. Board, have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate to you?
I've had a chance to review and it looks accurate to me.
Okay, great. Thanks, Greg. So if that's the case, could we get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from our December 13th meeting.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
I'll second that. Greg Whitehead.
Greg and Greg. I love it. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That was unanimous. Thank you. Appreciate it. Next would be outstanding payment applications and requisitions. As we discussed, I think all of the ones that we have on hand are going to be included in the financial statements as we go through them from CLA. So I think we're good there. Again, Ted will get back if we need to do anything coming up in the future. So, all right, let's move to our action items, which is going to be the financial statements. I don't see Shelby on yet, David. So do you want to go through? Do you need
Sure.
me to put them up?
If you'd like to put them up, or I could share my screen.
Yep, go ahead. You can share it. That way you can move as you want.
Okay. Let me and David, finish. do you get copies of the requisitions from the bank, or do you go on there to that account and pull those?
We requested that we would get included on the emails when those get sent over by
okay.
Jennifer.
Well, if it's generated by us, do you get those?
Where do you guys put them?
I send them directly to, is it UCB Bank?
UMB.
Yeah. To.
If they're coming from you, I don't believe I'm on that email or on that communication there. So if you could.
And that would be a problem then, yes. Because we've paid the contractor in full. All the requisitions are numbered. If you let me know which requisition numbers you don't have, I can make sure you get them.
Okay. I will look into that and see which ones we do have and then go from there.
Okay.
Let's see. Do you guys see my screen right now with the balance sheet government from?
No, we see the agenda.
Yeah, we see the agenda.
You've got to stop sharing, Michael, for him too. Sorry.
Thought I did. Let me. It says I did. So just for the record, I want to note that Justin has joined us. So Justin, welcome.
Oh, good.
Thanks for letting me join. Hold on one second. I got two things going here at once.
Yeah, okay.
And we only got to see maybe an eighth of your good looking shoulder and neck, Justin. There we go.
I had selected the wrong screen. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Here we go. Siena Hills Ped number one, balance sheet governmental funds. So for quarter one, ending December 31st, March 31st, 2024, getting a little ahead of myself. We have in assets and investment accounts. We have $1.8 million in the bond fund, reserve fund, $941,766.13, and the project fund of $286,469.83. And going to our general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We budget to actual. Budgeted for the year, we have $51,000 in expenditures. And so far through quarter one, we have $3,169 of total expenditures for the general fund. And going to the debt service fund, in interest income budgeted, we have $70,000, and we have received $31,815 of interest income so far, and no other expenditures there for that fund. And moving to the capital projects fund, we have $25,000 of budgeted interest income, of which we have received $17,669 of interest income. We have expenditures. We have zero budgeted for the year, but we have had $25,884 in engineering expenditures, and for capital outlay, $1.99 million. Of budgeted, and we have $1.44 million of actual expenditures for the year so far. And let's see. And then there were transfers between from the capital projects to the general to pay for those expenditures. Are there any questions on any of these so far?
One thing I'll note is I'm surprised we're so far ahead in the interest income. That's great news.
Yeah. That's one advantage of the interest rates going up.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, board, any other questions, comments about the financial statements?
I don't have a question about that, but Ted, are we just down to the sign now? We are, aren't we? I went to it and drove through it the other day. It looks like all the dirt smoothed out, everything's ready to go other than the sign. Is that right?
Well, we have the sign, landscaping, and we have to do some survey markers and a block wall on the lots that back up to those apartments. But on the block wall, I wanted to probably bond for that and not do that right away, because I did have an estimate to put a retaining wall on the back and filling that in. We would get 4 acres of ground out of that. So if we put a block wall up at the existing edge, we might have to take that down if we want to capture that acreage. So it's something we can discuss.
Well, I'm not sure. Do we have to?
We have to put... I have a city council meeting tonight to extend a 6-month extension because we need that to finish the landscaping and stuff. But on there, they put a reminder that we need to put a block wall up. But that's the reason I haven't did the block wall yet, is it would be a waste of money if we're going to capture that extra acreage.
Well, and what it costs us, if that acreage isn't there, is that acreage we'd have to pay for, but if we wait until we buy it, then we have to pay for that acreage?
Yeah, we have to pay for the acreage even if it's not used.
All right.
So it's something that we should discuss.
Okay.
And then, so the last thing physical is the landscaping. I've been meeting with him, and I have a meeting on Tuesday. Do some value engineering on that from what the architect did. But yeah, we're pretty close. We paid for 3/4 of the main auto mall sign, just have one quarter left that after it's completed, the pipe sitting on the ground, and we're just waiting for the easement to be done. And there might be some other things. We were supposed to meet with Greg yesterday, so maybe we can do that today.
Is this stuff that we should be discussing in this board meeting?
No, like, not necessarily.
Probably should save that for
we'll do it.
Like, just get through this. Whatever else we need on the agenda.
So as far as agenda goes, we are done. There is a spot for discussion for board members, but this kind of sounds development based. So
yeah, exactly.
It's up to you guys. I mean, you're the board, so
I think we should stick to that.
Yeah. Okay. So the one thing we do need is I need you guys to accept the financial statements as the board. That just recognizes that you guys have seen them and gone through them. So if I could get a motion to accept.
Does it show, I didn't see where it has the balance. I'm just trying to see on the last requisition, I think it was on March 20th, if that was entered into this or not. So what was the
David, could you go up to the general fund budget? That's where he's talking about. So right there, Ted, I don't see our legal being on there. So that must have happened after March 31st. So again, let's get together and make sure that we're both on the same page then.
Yeah.
And I, okay. It seems like it should have been before March 31st, but
okay. Okay, we'll just go back and double check. So,
okay, and then on let's see, do you have these broke out like they have it on the UMB Bank as far as the construction infrastructure?
Yeah. So there's a capital projects fund and then a debt service fund.
Yeah, where's the capital project?
Are you looking at the bank accounts or the expenditures? No.
Well, I just wanted to compare it to the bank. So,
okay, let's go to the balance sheet. All right, it's here. So, capital projects fund.
Okay. So, does it show that it's 286,469 balance left?
Yes. 286,469.83 for the projects fund.
Okay. I think that's pretty close. Yep. It's a little off, but it might be interest. So, okay, that's good.
Okay, any other questions?
No, so if it's not showing the payment to you and I'm that close on the balance, then maybe it's not paid.
Okay, again, yeah, we'll go through it. Jennifer will reach out to you with what we find with Becky, and if we need to do a requisition, okay, she'll send it over for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, yes. Perfect. All right, if everybody's good, if we could get a motion to accept them.
I'll make a motion to accept the budget as of March 31st, 2024.
The financials?
The financials, yeah.
Great, thank you, Ted.
I'll second that motion, Jared Wheeler.
Thanks. Thanks, Jared. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right, that's all I show, board, unless you guys have something else you want to bring up for the district, the other board members. If not, take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thanks.
Second.
That was Greg.
Yep.
And who was the second?
Justin, second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay, thanks, guys, and we'll see you. If we don't see you, we'll see you at the next quarterly meeting if we don't see you sooner. Hey, okay, thanks.